Yeah, I just wanted to mention a few words about the tragedy on the Lag BaOmer, just to try to straighten my machshavas. Some of there's much more to say than I've got to say. I'm just saying where, in my own machshavas, where I'm holding my emes, whenever this kind of a tragedy, Rachman Islam, we should never have such tragedies anymore, just go to Simcha to Simcha. But this Bahamas, there's three different sugyas which a person got to analyze. It's not just one sugya. In such a story, first of all, there's the individual tragedy of Rachman and Islam. There's something called Noisa Boyer and Kaveyer. And a person has to think about what families are going. You know certain people, and even if you don't know them, just to know what has happened to people. Firstly, the actual person who was nifted, and then the family surrounding them. And I know part of the people, it's shrekless, it's terrible. This kind of an act, we make a bracha. There's a special bracha called Baruch Dayanu Emes. Baruch Dayanu Emes. But we've got to know at the same time that even though you're making a Baruch Dayanu Emes, and we've got to know that these, it's in the tragedy, is not only those people who were killed. There's many people there who were injured, people who became paralyzed completely from top to bottom the rest of their life. Guy, he's got 10 people lying on top of him and his spine goes, that's where it's finished. Come on, listen. Terrible internal bleed, terrible stuff. And the people not talking about it, just talking about the big number of people who were nifted. But this is the nice of all to think of what's happened to the individual, and you make a Baruch Dayanu Emes. But at the same time, we know that every time you make a Baruch Dayanu Emes, we know that on this same act, the Osi Lovoi is Gal Shmoy, Hashem Echod Shmoy Echod, then we will be saying Baruch HaToy Bameiti on all these acts, because we'll see the whole thing from a different perspective, and we'll see the picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way what he was actually doing. That is sugya number one. This is without relation to the fact that this was a communal tragedy. When any person like one in Islam can hear Khalilah, someone was killed in a car accident. So you've always got the Baruch Dayanu Emes. The way we see things from a Olam HaZadik perspective, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a diamond. And the diamond is Mitoveya and it's Emes. Exactly what had to happen. It cannot be one iota, one milligram of pain or sorrow or din more than had to happen. It's all accurate to the smallest degree. Kele Munamei Novel, Tzadik V'Yosharu, before she explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a ripple effect. Somebody sniffed her, and then you've got the closer family and the wider family. Every little bit of pain is all measured. That is Baruch Dayanu Emes. And on all of that, the Osid Lover, we know, we're going to make a bracha, Baruch HaToy Me'ameiti, because we see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you look through the little hole in the key, you see someone chopping off a guy's leg. Terrible, what's going on? And you open the door and you see the whole picture, you realize he's operating theater and he's saving his life, because if he's not going to take off the leg, then he's going to be dead. That's sugya number one. But then there's a second sugya, and that is a communal tragedy. And this Klal Yisrael, we've been through, with the history of Klal Yisrael, has been through terrible things communally. You talk about the Holocaust, the Spanish Inquisition, the Crusades, that's real communal. But all these kind of things, and particularly in such a situation where everyone who was going up to Meiron had some darga of Shaykhus Teruchnius. I mean, if a person wanted purely just a physical, happy, whatever. So there's different ways to do it. Anyone who went up, everyone had different degrees. Every act that we do, we are more related to Ruchnius or less, depends where we're holding. But there certainly was a very high element and degree of Ruchnius which was involved in all these people who were going up. There are higher acts. To sit and learn a tzitz on a Thursday night, everyone knows he's high, but not everyone's holding there. But Levi said there's no shayla about that. But that's clear at the same time that everyone who went up there, there was zikha had, there was a very ruchnius zikha push to do it. And in the middle of all of this, there's such a mako. This Anyway, in my mind, what I feel, God knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Klal Yisrael. You make a bris with someone, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us are going to be one unit. There's no way of parting ways. There's no such thing as Yisrael Shechoto and he can move out. There's no such thing. However far a person can fall, he'll always be Bani Matem L'Hashem L'Kechem. There's no way that you can create such a bris if you don't have a backup system to make sure that it works. You can't make a bris with someone if it's a 50-50, either it's going to work or it's not going to work. It's got to work. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created his bris, Avraham Avinu and Zari, Matan Taylor, and Shavuos is the time of Christmas bris with Klal Yisrael, we became Boni Matim L'Hashem L'Kechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then decided that Klal Yisrael, they're going to make it. And if they're going to make it with all the different Yetzirahs and all the different forms that the society and the Gashmishdika world are going to schlep them this way or that way, they are always going to come back. They're always going to be in line. There's a terrible deterioration in Yiddishkeit before the Holocaust. Terrible. We think everything was so beautiful over there. Terrible. I mentioned once about Victor Miller. Used to say, he said once in a shir that they asked him, used to have questions at the end of the shir. Where was HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Holocaust? So he says he was on the bridge between Kovno and Slobodka together with me. When I came to Slobodka, there's a bridge between Slobodka. 5 years before the Milchoma, there's one bus going in the morning, one bus going in the night on Shabbos, taking a handful of Yidden to work on Shabbos and bring them back. And a year, almost 3 months before the war broke out, there was every 8 minutes there was another bus there. In fact, the deterioration was shrekla. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the Meshech Chochmah in this week's Parsha, Parshas Bechukosah, and the class of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Makas Manoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that it's going to work. Klal Yisrael cannot move out of line, and they'll always get these messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's only because we are Bonim L'Hashem L'Kechem, and we start off as Shmon Esrei. If a guy comes, he wants to get into yeshiva. You say, why are you coming here to learn in yeshiva? Well, I'm a great-grandson of the Chofetz Chaim. I'm not interested who your great-grandfather was. Who are you? What do you want? How do we start our Shmon Esrei? Like Avraham Yitzchak Yankin. What, you're looking for protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The pshat is that the world after the Chet of Adam HaRishon went haywire. It were head-on collisions. You had a bubble. You had a prophet. The whole world was totally out of control. Adam HaRishon put into the world the Koyach Hara, lost control, drunken driver. The whole world was crazy. One person stood up against everyone. And he was the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose. He is going to bring the world to its tikkun. He's going to show the way. He's going to show that there's a world connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Avraham had a miserable life, a terrible life. The whole world was against him, and the Dora Floger, and they put him in prison 12 years because he's the only one fighting against this Migdal Babel. And in 12 years, they're building this furnace. He's got to jump into the furnace, he doesn't have children. Years, the age of 100, suddenly gets a child, and then what happens? A Kedo. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinking? He wants stuff to have a miserable life. No. Baruch Hu wants one thing out of us. You want to live your life to show that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is your whole life. Your whole life is centered around HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can enjoy life and forget it. The only way to enjoy life is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being. But in order that this should happen is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to keep us in line. So there will always be messages. Your story is a message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us. When David HaMelech says, Hashem Roi Lo Yechzor, V'Nois Deshe Yavitzeini, Amei Menuchis Yina Aleini, he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in third person. Suddenly, Gam Ki Eilech Megei Tzalmoves, Lo Yir Oro Ki Ato Imodi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when do we hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Clearly, Ki Ato Gei Tzalmoves, when things start shaking, the whole world goes into Corona, and then you see a whole bunch of people going, and suddenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a market. This does not, we don't lose touch, forget, this is the chazik that we see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still believes in us. HaKadosh knows that we're going to make it. We're going to be able to bring this Beit Shemayim so he can do a Shrek Lechazah. Just to hear this Shrek, it's the biggest shock. Because HaKadosh can do the most shocking things just to show us, I still believe in you, and you're going to manage to bring the Tikkun. We'll continue. And this Mamash in the Olam HaTorah, it's not something happens right in the Olam HaTorah. It's Yisrael, Chutzlah, it's everyone. The whole Olam HaTorah was mixed into this. Baruch Hashem, you are my body mountain. And a child will get a smack in order that we should see that we are Eloki Avraham, Eloki Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The only thing left from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in this world is us. This yeshiva is the continuation of Eloki Avraham, Yitzchak. We don't start our Shmonesra with my great grandfather was a Chofetz Chaim. We start our Shmonesra that the only thing you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has got in the world is the continuation of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's us. And that's why from time to time we got to get these shocking reminders that we are schlepping us along. That is the march way Ba'avo. That's how we finish the first broker. Navy Gaelic Navy Nam. From Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov to Navy Gaelic Nam, that is us. We are holding it. She can't have a smooth ride because you've got a tremendous responsibility and you've got to be reminded the whole time that the responsibility of the whole world is big as a tailor, is every boker sitting over here. That's why we're getting these reminders. That's the second sugya. The first sugya is the individual, and the second sugya is the tzibur, being reminded who they are. And the third sugya is, what can each person decide on his own? What am I going to improve? What am I going to take to heart? My shmones is going to be more serious. My learning, my smode. What can I do? Abdesli is to say, the Holocaust happened. There's a shrek like a korban. But we can make the Holocaust into some kind of a bracha if we build Torah, which was destroyed, because we'll show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we got the message. The more we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we got the message, that we've got a real responsibility. Our Yiddishkeit is not something added. Our learning is not just something added to our life. That is our life. Everything else we're doing is just to help us in our learning, help us in our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our whole metzias is that we are boni matem, we continue our Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and we are going to continue to take the responsibility of the world until maybe going if nevi nev, the man shmoy be'avo.